Hello, Internet, and welcome to your unofficial Eurovision Song Contest podcast and the grand final commentary. Look, I know we've just run the music, and a lot of you will have queued this up beforehand, but for those of you who have pressed play just as the show starts, no, don't listen to me for this bit. These are fantastic opening credits. We're going to go through a quick history of Eurovision before we go into Alexander Rybak's winning song from last year, which is Fairy Tale. It's getting very, very loud here, so pardon me for the background noise. This is one of the biggest television shows of the year. I'm going to put a pause in for a second, pause that, and when Alexander Rybak finishes the final note of his song, I'll catch you back then. Oh, what an opening. That is how you start a song contest. Somebody at NRK has put a lot of thought into this. Share the moment. This isn't a contest for Norway. This is a contest for Europe. And Norway are simply holding the talisman this year. The conch shell start from them last year's winner, Alexander Rybak, with the largest score ever in terms of points, but not the largest ever percentage score. That still belongs to the Brotherhood of Man back from the 70s. Right, hello everybody. This is it. This is Eurovision. We have 25 songs. At the end of the night, we will have one song, and over 2,000 journalists will know where they are going to be going next year on their little jolly. What can you say? I mean, Rybak has now discharged his duties. We're going to sit through 25 three-minute songs. It's just a fantastic mix. You know, you have no idea what is about to come up. I have. I've sat through all the rehearsals. But I mean, the first six songs, we have a bit of R&B, we have a circus-inspired waltz, we have an opera, we have a dance club tune, we have a little bit of AOR rock, we've got some nice, great, big 80s hair cock rock. There's a huge range of musical styles on offer tonight. The thing to remember is every country has chosen the song that they think is going to do the best. Every country has, apart from the Big Four and Norway, has got through a semi-final. The Big Four, Britain, United Kingdom, which you'll see them referred to as here, France, Germany and Spain, plus host Norway, are automatically through to the grand final. There's a huge air of enthusiasm, and I can't find the volume control in the press room, so pardon me if you have a little bit of background noise in here. If you're of a major broadcast and you'd like to hire me for next year, get in touch. But really, to be more honest, you can get in touch with me. I'm live on Twitter right now, twitter.com/Ewan. You can get a hold of us at ewanspence@gmail.com. Right then, things to watch out for tonight as well. I mean, oh, there's three mentions of Annie Lorak in this podcast, not counting the one I've done, because she's been involved with a couple of entries this year. And this is just a fantastic stuff. I mean, we've got a dual language Eurovision contest as well. Right, if you're in any of the countries that have entered the Eurovision Song Contest year, there are 39, you are eligible to vote. Even if your country was knocked out in the semi-final, sorry, Sweden, I know you're in national mourning for Anna Bergenthal, but you still have voting duties to perform. If you're watching on your national broadcaster's television, the phone numbers will be along the bottom of the screen. If you're watching off the web stream and want to go to your national broadcaster, then you will probably find the numbers there. If you're on the internet, if you're out with the net, then you're not going to be able to cast a vote. That makes a difference. I mean, there's plenty of fan polls, websites, mobile phone applications that will allow you to cast your views. Do that. And of course, you can pitch on Twitter, talk about the acts and everything as well. Right then, I think it's time to be heading on to this. It is a live contest, so yes, we've heard the CDs all the time. Yes, we've watched the videos, but it all comes down to the 3 minutes that these artists are all going to put on tonight. We've got new artists who've never been on arenas before. We've got experienced artists. We've got previous Eurovision winners in the mix as well. Let's go for song one of our 25. This is Azerbaijan, performed by Safura Alezde. She's 17. The song is Drip Drop. She's a former Pop Idol winner and claims to be the only Azerbaijani celebrity who can play the saxophone. In other words, she's listened to Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street. But we will have a saxophone later on in the show, but not from Azerbaijan. The early favourites to win the contest by virtue of a very large marketing and advertising budget. They've put a lot of effort into this song. They've had Beyoncé's dance choreographer. They've got an award-winning videographer in to do this. It didn't perform particularly well in the semi-finals. The dress rehearsed performance is viewed by the musical judges a little bit off-key. It isn't a final and opening up, but it is no longer the dead cert to victory. 25 songs. Remembering the first one is quite hard. Azerbaijan is song number one, opening up the 2010 55th Eurovision Song Contest. song number one there opening up the contest. It's a good opening, and if that had run much later in the running order, I think it would have been in with a chance of winning. Now, top five is certainly on. Whether it can go top and send 2,000 journalists and the rest of the shindig to Baku next year, I don't know. Right, Spain next, one of the countries that gets straight into the final. By virtue of spending the most money. I love this song. Daniel Dijes, this is Algo Pequeñito, Something Little. He looks a bit like a young Leo Sayer. And I just do get this sneaky suspicion of if Doctor Who ever regenerated into somebody Spanish, it would be this guy. This is lovely. It's a circus-inspired waltz. I mean, I know nobody wins from slot number two. It's one of those Eurovision rules. But the rules have been changed so you can vote from now. You can start casting your votes. So maybe that jinx will be lifted by Spain. All I do know is this is a wonderful performance, as long as you don't have any nasty memories of the Child Catcher's Castle in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Song 2 from Spain. As you can hear, the press room love that one. Spain there and Daniel Dijes, Algo Pequeñito. Look, that deserves to do well. There's about 13 songs, in my personal opinion, that would be worthy winners tonight. That is one of them. But nobody's ever won from two. Voting changes has happened, though. Voting lines are open now from the first song. Normally it was open right at the end. Okay, cover your ears, because the roof of the Telenor Arena is about to be lifted off as the home fans go absolutely crazy. Didrik Solitangen, well, he used to be a drummer, and then the band needed a backing singer, and then they realised he could sing, and he was eventually tempted to do opera. This is My Heart Is Yours. It's running early, so I don't think Norway are going to do the double here at song three, but this is fantastic. Oh, and if you're singing along with the lyrics, you could cheat a little bit here. Grab the lyrics from the Irish song that's going to happen later on and sing them to Norway. It fits wonderfully. Song three. Oh, song three there from Norway. Not surprisingly, home crowd going crazy for that one. But at €21 million, does Anarchy want to host next year? I have to say, having seen the facilities they provided and the thought that has gone into this production, it'd be great if he could do it again. But there are other countries that have a different agreement. Right, song four, fourth musical style of the evening, goes to Moldova. This is Runaway, performed by the Sunstroke Project, and featuring on vocals Olia Tiara. This got maximum votes from the public and jury in the Moldovan national finals, and it's a chaos of violin, saxophone, and vocals. If you've ever been asked if there's another saxophone solo beyond Baker Street, apart from that one by Simple Minds, here's your answer. It's a lightsaber violin. It looks like Saturday Kids Television. And there's a little bit of New Romantic in there as well, which always appeals to the makeup on me. Moldova is song four here at the Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, song four there from Moldova. Runaway! Oh, now, song five. John Lilly Green from Wales is representing Cyprus. And up until, let's say, Thursday night, people going, oh, really? Why can't we find a Cypriot today? And he goes and qualifies. Cyprus have not been in the final for the last couple of years, so he's already a national hero. 2 weeks ago, he's in the Welsh Valleys, just doing, you know, quite happy, playing the pubs and the bars. And, last year he recorded a demo track. Back in December, he was asked to fly to Cyprus to sing it in their national final. And now he's sitting here in an arena of 16,000 people, a television audience of 120 million people. The sort of stuff that it takes an artist 3 or 4 years in the club circuit to learn. He's had Stadium Rock 101 in the last 2 weeks. This is a fantastic song. Life looks better in spring. This is Cyprus. Again, someone who's really worthy in winning. And all we have to say is, John, just remember to look in the camera like we've all taught you. Song five is Cyprus. Can you tell I like this one? Oh, song five there. Welsh singer, Scots and Irish in the backing representing Cyprus, but it's pretty much most of the United Kingdom. The English singer will be appearing later in the United Kingdom song. I think John could do it, to be honest. Turkey won back in 2003 from position four. That was position five. No, I don't want to influence you. This next song, fantastic as well. Song seven's even better. Look, as I said, it's such an open field this year. Any country could win, and most of them would be deserved winners. Song six is Thunder and Lightning from Vukasin Brajic, representing Bosnia and Herzegovina. He's under a bit of pressure in the semi-final to deliver after his appearance on the reality TV show Operation Triumph, where every week he ended up taking up the big names, earning himself the name The Assassin. But a Thunder and Lightning, now that the focus has just eased up a bit, the pressure's off, he's relaxed a bit more, he's looked really good in the rehearsals for the final, so I'm expecting a nice, strong performance here. little bit of 80s hair, cock rock, Bon Jovi B-side here, but staging done by a former Eurovision winner itself. Song 6 from Bosnia and Herzegovina. Song 6, Bosnia and Herzegovina there. Thunder and Lightning from Vukasin Radzik. He likes his rock music because he draws energy from it. A bit like Buckaroo Banzai then. Okay, I mean, what a fantastic show. Everybody goes, oh, Eurovision, that's like all ABBA. Well, have you seen the amount of different styles we've had in the show so far? Have you seen the energy, the difference in pace? It's just brilliant. I'm going to change gears again. Song 7 is Belgium. This is Tom Dice singing Me and My Guitar, although as John Jacobs pointed out to me during the semi-final, it really should be Me and My Backing Track. Rules are you have to sing live on stage. Any backing vocals have to be live, but all instruments have to be from backing tracks. Sorry to spoil the illusion. Anyway, Tom Dice, 22-year-old winner of the Belgian X Factor. This is a song that he helped write himself along with Jerome Swinnen and Ashley Hinken about his first and last love of music. Tom, you're 22, get out more. He looks very serious. This is my old guitarist, Tom. He looks like a prefect, but it's a fantastic song, and it's song 7. How about that? Song 7 there from Belgium, Tom Dice, Me and My Guitar, yet again, worthy winner. And you've probably got a camera angle there of all the contestants' families cheering them on from home as well. Okay, song 8 is Serbia. Pay attention. Although the postcards have been bringing up lots of maps, you may well not see a map of Serbia in this one, partly because nobody has any clue whether to put Kosovo on it or not. But enough of that. Let's go with the music rather than the politics. Milan Stankovic. No politics at Eurovision. Milan Stankovic is here to sing This Is the Balkans in his native language of Ovo Je Balkan. This is a simple song. He has an interesting look about him, a bit sort of like David Bowie waxwork. It's been doing great in the dance halls at the Euro clubs around here. And again, those of you who got the chitty chitty bang bang phobia, look away now, because this has a little hint of Truly Scrumptious sitting in the back of the stage. Song 8 for Serbia, Milan Stankovic. Song 8 there, Milan Stankovic there for Serbia. Right then, okay, as I said before at the top of the show, you can find me on Twitter. The podcast itself, thank you all for listening over the last 4 or 5 weeks of that through the jukebox juries, the interviews and all the commentaries. It's not going off the air. You can carry on listening. You can subscribe to it at bit.ly/ESC podcast. There's a couple of interviews that I've done here up in Norway that we will carry on running over the next 2-3 weeks while I set up the next step of the podcast. We're going to have a great big competition ourselves on the podcast. It's going to take multiple months and you're going to enjoy it. But to find out more about that, you are going to have to stay listening. Let's see. Belarus are going to be up next. And they chose this song here after an internal selection. They asked basically everybody to send the songs in. 41 entries were selected. The one that was chosen was a band called 3 Plus 2. It was originally called Far Away. And they changed that on the 19th of March to be replaced by this one, Butterflies, which is fine. Final closing date is March the 25th, so they were perfectly entitled to do that, unlike Ukraine, which we will come to shortly. Alina, Ninel, Artsem, Yehazir, and Yulia are the 3 Plus 2. The plus one, who isn't named, is actually sitting there on the piano. Last year, all the sequins in Europe went to the toppers. This year, they've been handed to Belarus for their gold, silver, and bronze costumes. And yes, we are back to classic Eurovision territory. The Bucks Fizz moment belongs to Belarus this year. Won't spoil it. Well, if you saw the semi-finals, you spoiled it yourself. But this is Butterflies. Song number 9. Oh, song 9 there in Belarus. Butterfly wings. How about that then? All right then. Only one person has won Eurovision twice, and that was Johnny Logan from Ireland. Technically, he's won it 3 times because he was a songwriter for Linda Martin's Irish entry as well. But Niamh Kavanagh is going to try and do it as well. Former winner for Ireland back in 1993, part of that run of 3 contest wins on the trot. She's back here again, also representing Ireland as Song 10, It's For You. It's an Irish-Swedish combination, so the Swedes are represented in some form in the final. And I'll give you a clue, it's an Irish song. So yes, it reminds you of Middle-earth. There is the ghost of Riverdance, Michael Flatley and Green Forest in the background. There is a flute. There is a key change. There is a singer standing on a box, although the skirt's quite long in a Jessica Rabbit style, so you won't see the box. It's Niamh Kavanagh and Song 10 for Ireland. Ireland finally back in the final. A little bit of honesty and respectability. The Emerald Isle have crossed their fingers. Song 10 there
from Ireland.
Could we be going to Ireland next year? In the same way, we could be going to Serbia, we could be going to Greece, we could be... Well, we aren't going to go to Greece. We're going to go to Greece now with Song 11, and I get the sneaky feeling that nobody has told Georgios Alkaios that his country is in the middle of recession, and winning Eurovision might not be a good idea, because this is full on. This is Greek music, this is Oriental rhythms, this is a massive infusion of pop. This is what Greece are known for in the modern Eurovision. It's called Opa, and... I suspect it's also the first Eurovision entry to feature a Casio digital watch as an instrument. It's right at the end. Listen out for it. Also, watch out for the boys and dancers looking a bit like a Mediterranean clockwork orange. Greece. Song 11. Song 11 there from Greece. And Opa! I have to say, if the reaction around the world is the same as the reaction in depression, we could well be heading to Berlin for our song contest next year, because let's face it, we're not going to be able to actually get it running in Greece, and they may just hand it on to another country. I'm sure the Germans would love to do it. Right then, song 12, it's from the United Kingdom, and it's also the first reference to Annie Lorac of the evening, because you get the feeling that Josh Dubois and the choreographers have stolen Annie Lorac's box back from 2008. Chosen with the UK selection, song by Pete Waterman, Mike Stock, lyrics by Steve Crosby. This has improved since the national selection back in March, but it's still not the greatest of songs from United Kingdom. It's better than we've done previously, but it's a very young performer. Let's see how we get on with this one, shall we? Song 12... from the United Kingdom. Song 12 there from the United Kingdom. And if you notice in these high camera angles, you ever notice how the set looks a bit like the set from QI, but just slightly bigger? Anyway, that sounds good to me. He didn't miss his line. I mean, it's been like that in the rehearsals. That's how the song is written. It does sound like he's missed his line, though. But there we go. Right, we're going to take a little break now. Some of you will head back and get adverts from your national broadcaster. Some of you will be watching our commentators heading into the commentary booths that are at the back of the stage. And, no, they're not coming to see me. They are coming to see Graham Norton, the UK's commentator, now in his second year. Right, while they do that, let's have a quick look at the voting. I'll explain the voting and how it actually breaks down at the next break. What I wanted to mention now was this idea of political voting. You know, oh, you only win because it's political, you've got your friends. That's not true. It's partly true, because let's be honest, if it was completely true, Russia would win every year because they've got all the oil. They don't win every year. They've only won once since they've entered. So there we go. What happens is the whole diaspora voting, people moving around the continent, that changes things. There's three basic ways it works. One, there are countries that have one-way relationships. So, for example, the United Kingdom and Poland, because lots of Poles have come to the United Kingdom to do their work. So they can vote for Poland because they're in the United Kingdom. There's lots of that. There's the pairs of voting that you'd be... The classic one is Georgia versus Cyprus. Georgia? Yes! No! Try that again. Greece. Greece and Cyprus go together. Greece gives Cyprus 12. Cyprus gives Greece 12. Now, the great thing is, because Cyprus are finally back in the final, we get to see that again. Watch out for that in the voting. The other one is groups of voting, blocks of voters. So, for example, the Nordic states, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland, to a certain extent, Iceland, Estonia, and Latvia will join them as well. You have the Balkans, you have the former Yugoslav Republic countries. They share musical tastes and heritage, so it's no wonder that they like similar songs. But remember, at the bottom of it, the best song is the one that eventually wins out. It's borne out in polls and looking at things like Last FM and what people have been listening to and buying in MP3 songs. Buying an MP3 charts. It's been a long week. All right then, song 13 is Georgia and Shine. I mean, Sylfo Nirads has a fantastic voice. And I have to say, you know, if she stood still, she'd have an even more fantastic voice, because she's thrown around the stage like a skittle. It's, as I said in the semi-final, it's like that weird modern dance Danny Kaye number in the middle of every 1950s musical. I thought it was a little bit too much, but the voters have put it through from the semi-final. It's a great song. It's a welcome return to Georgia, who weren't here in 2009, and they're now here at song 13, Shine. Song 13 there. From Georgia and Shine. Right then, we just passed the halfway part of the contest. That bit in the middle where she goes, grrr, that was the halfway mark. Right then, Turkey next. Comfortably through the semi-finals every single year. I mean, this, for those of you who are playing my I've talked about it, not necessarily recommending it, drinking game of drink whenever you see a pyrotechnic, be warned, this is the deadly pyrotechnic song of death of your liver. Manga, and we could be the same. I mean, this is a great illustration of how fast the sets can change here. There's a 30-second break or so, sets completely change over. Okay, it's almost monochromatic. Don't adjust your sets, unless you're epileptic, in which case, look away now. This is quite flashy. Best European actor, MTV. They have the robot out of Metroid Prime at the back of the stage, although I do have a sneaky suspicion it's Mrs. Stig. Turkeys, we could be the same. Song 14 there from Turkey. Charge your glasses again. Right then, moving on. Albania. This is an interesting number. It opens a little bit like an off-key minor version of the Doctor Who theme tune. Singer Juliana Pasha looks to be wearing a reject of Avon's outfit from season 4 of Blake 7, and they got Silent Bob on the violin. Doesn't matter. Lovely song. It's all about you, and it's playing a song 15 here at the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest. Did well in the semi-finals. A nice, strong polish there. Big winner as well in the national as well. 133 points in first place. Miles ahead of the second place song. And it's doing the same here. It's a bit samey. I think it's going to get lost in the middle here, but it's still a stonking song. It's all about you. Not Doctor Who, it's all about you, Albania. Song 15 there from Albania, and it's all about you. Right then, song 16, carrying on, trucking through them as we go through the night. This is from Hera Bjork and Iceland, so you may insert your own volcanic ash cloud joke in here. Hera's no stranger to the Eurovision stage. She was backing singer for Euroband in 2008 when they appeared at Eurovision, and a backing singer for Johanna last year in 2009. So there's every chance that one of the backing singers that you're going to see here is going to be back on stage next year for Iceland in their 2011 song. She's finally here under her own banner, though, singing Je ne sais quoi, an almost disco standard here from Iceland. Song 16, Hera Bjork. Song 16 there for Iceland's Hera Bjork. Are we going to Iceland next? Again, look, it's another worthy song. That one could easily win. Just about 13 or 14 other songs could win. Well, all 25 could win, potentially. But there's front runners and there's outliers. And this next song is an outlier. It's an outlier for the semi-final, yet it still managed to make itself known and heard, possibly through the simple staging, just going for the single colour of red and one singer on stage. Alyosha is representing the Ukraine, singing Sweet People. Now, she's previously collaborated with Annie Lorak, ka-ching, mentioned number two of the evening. And Ukraine made a complete mess of their internal selection. Their first song, they decided not to send because it was part of bribery and corruption and everything. Second song was at least chosen by the public, Annie Loesch, but had been published outside the six-month window. You're only allowed to send new songs to Eurovision. So this is our third attempt. And they're very glad it got to the final, believe me. Sweet People, song 17 for the Ukraine. Song 17 there from the Ukraine and Alyosha. It's a good one, isn't it? All right then, and now we move to song 18. this is going to be quite close to the bottom of the scoring tables at the end of the night. Whether anything else gets lower remains to be seen, but it is France, who, due to the economic recession, had to make two TV music songs this year, one for Eurovision and one for their coverage of the 2010 World Cup. So, like any sensible person, they doubled up. This is their theme tune to the World Cup coverage coming from France this year, also coming up to Eurovision. So, smart move, I think, on the part of Jesse Matador, who's going to get lots of PR and everything out there. And everybody else is going to ask one simple question. Why throw the haiku in at the end? It's a great nightclub dance number. I'm not quite sure if it's fit for the stage at Eurovision. But, I think it's going to be a big summer hit. Just might not do it for France. Jesse Matador, allez, allez, hola, song 18. Welcome to the New Zealand Song Contest, I think. Song 18 there from France. And if you're in France, you'll be hearing that over and over and over and over again throughout the summer. Right then, let's go for song 19 again. Again, because this was brilliant in the semi-finals. Romania's Playing with Fire by Paula Selling and Ovi, composer himself, Ovi Martin, the Ovi mentioned in there. Again, it's called Playing with Fire. So there's lots of fire, there's lots of pyro, not just in the stage, but in the dueling pianos and also in the hand of the performers as well. There's this lovely hint of Hungarian Rhapsody, you know, Donald Duck and Daffy Duck from the Who Framed Roger Rabbit. If they were decided that they were going to fall in love because it was going to be really, really good. I think everybody else would be going, man looks a bit creepy. That's Ovi and Paula. Nice cat suit. Song 19, Romania. Playing with Fire. Song 19 there, Playing with Fire. Now, in the old days when you could only vote when all the songs were at the end, you'd have to say that would have a strong chance of winning. Now, it's the first year we've run it. We don't know how voting is going to be distributed, so it's still in a strong chance of winning. But again, we don't know. Right, song 20, Russia. This is divisive. If this had been sung in the Russian language, everybody would have been able to focus on the music, the stories, and the rhythms and everything, and they would probably rate this song quite highly. Unfortunately, Peter Nalich insists on singing English, but also insists on not touching his Russian accent and keeping it there as well. Look, this is a fantastic song. It's called Lost and Forgotten. It's from Russia. It's song 20. It is a different style, and try and look beyond the baratness. This is not a My Lovely Horse. This, I think, is going to surprise us when it comes to the result. Song 20, Lost and Forgotten, Peter Nalich and friends. And someone who sounds a bit like Leonard Cohen with a speaking... Quick, catch a picture. That's going to be worth a lot on eBay tomorrow. Maybe. Song 20 is Russia's Peter Nalich and friends. Right then, Annie Lorac reference number 3. I can't remember if I did the second one, which was a Ukrainian singer contributing with Annie Lorac for one of her previous songs. Right then, how the voting works. 50% of the vote is decided by a musical jury. They watch the second dress rehearsal, which happened this time last night. That is this time last night when you're watching this live. They will have ranked all the countries themselves in each country, and they will be giving them an internal score of 12, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, or a single point. The public voting that's happening tonight by SMS or calling, they will also give each country an internal ranking. And it will then give them an additional eternal score. Again, 12, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, or a single point. Smash them together, and you will get the scores for the country. So, for example, if you have 12 points in the jury, 10 points from public, you have 22 points. Chances are you are going to be at the top of the table. That ranking will then give you 12, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, or a single point, which will be called through to the Oslo Stadium from all the announcers in the fabulous, famous Eurovision scoreboard. If there's a tie break, i.e. you've got 12 from the public and 10 from the jury, and another song has 10 from the public and 12 from the jury, the country that has the higher public vote will win. So if you get the 12 from the public and 10 from the jury, that's the most powerful way. Okay, song 21, Armenia. Yes, third Annie Lorac reference here. Writer of the song, Karen Kavalarian, has also written Shady Lady, which was the song that tragically came second all those years ago. She's written this one. She's written Georgia's Peace Will Come, In Time You Need for Armenia, Belarus's Work and Magic, Russia's Northern Girl and Never Let You Go. Prolific Eurovision songwriter. And Armenia here singing Apricot Stone probably has the longest hair of the evening in the performer, Eva Rivas. Flutes accompanied provided by Leslie Nielsen and scenery by Wonderbra. Song 21 is Armenia's Apricot Stone. I don't know where Karen got the idea to write the song about the apricot stone, but that works well. Eva Rivas there for Armenia at song 21. Right then, last of the automatic qualifiers is Germany there at song 22 with Lena. Interesting looking performer here, very quirky style and strange dance movements. Not quite sure if it's going to come over on TV as well as it does live, as it does in, say, a music video, or when you actually see her in person. It's almost but not quite a spoken word performance of Satellite for Germany. As I said before, we could well end up going to Berlin for the song contest next year, but not if Germany, not because of Germany's song. More because of Greece. But anyway, song 22 from Germany, horse riding high in the odds, falling back a little bit. This is Satellite from Lena. Song 22 there from Lena there for Germany and Satellite. Oh, and there's the family there as well, isn't that sweet? Okay, three to go. Portugal is number 23. We'll have Israel and Denmark after that, and then you will have to make your mind up. Filipa Azevedo is going to be singing Hadias Assim, which is our song for Portugal. She's drawn the short straw this year and is the performer who has to wear the dress that makes her look like one of those dolls that your gran used to put on a toilet roll. Nobly taking over that trophy from Iceland, who had it last year. The only occurrence, as far as I can see, of a disappearing microphone stand during the grand final. We had quite a few of them in the semi-finals, and this has been a surprise package here, much like Cyprus as well. It was queued but wasn't expected to get through to the grand final, but it has, and the little Disney princess is going to do her best for Portugal at song 23, Hadias Assim. Song 23 there for Portugal. It's like 43 years since Portugal first entered the Eurovision Song Contest. Never won. Never higher than fifth. That's got a good chance of breaking at least one of those records. Again, open contest. Voting is going to take about an hour or slightly less, and it is going to be a tense affair. You can follow me on Twitter to keep that up to date. Obviously, I can't predict how the voting is going to go. Twitter.com/UNEWAN, and look at all the stuff happening there. Okay, Israel is taking up the penultimate slot, and one of their more popular male singers, Harel Skat, will be doing that. Came second, and I think, in the best Israeli male singer of the decade. This is Milim, which is chosen by the public, although Harel was chosen by Israeli TV as the performer. He tried out all the songs. This is the one that Israel has decided to sing at 24. Song 24 there. Israel, they're official partners of the European Broadcasting Union, and they're inside the EBU broadcast zone. That's why they can enter Eurovision, just to save you those questions. Okay, last song. It's our 25th song. This was a surprise package at the Danish national final. Everybody expected the second place song to actually go through, but this just caught the public's imagination. It seemed to do that again in the semi-finals, perhaps unjustly being perceived to be the country that knocked out Sweden. But hey, sweet revenge. They offered this to Sweden 2 years ago. Sweden said, no, we don't think that's a Eurovision song. Right then. Closing off this year's Eurovision Song Contest in a moment like this, performed by Shanee and Nevergreen. It has everything. It has a key change. It has pyrotechnics. It has different lights. And as Harry Hill would make fun of Dale Winton, if you get the British reference, bring on the wall. Song 25 is Denmark. There we go, song 25. And that's your 25 Denmarks in a moment like this. In the old days, we would have said a good Schlager number at the very end has a good chance of winning. But who knows? The voting has been open since right back since Azerbaijan started singing. Do you remember that? Yeah, that long ago. And it has continued through there. Azerbaijan, Spain, Norway, Moldova, Cyprus, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Belgium, Serbia, Belarus, Ireland, Greece, United Kingdom, Georgia, Turkey, Albania, Iceland, Ukraine, France, Romania, Russia, Armenia, Germany, Portugal, Israel and Denmark. I've just named the Eurovision Song Contest winner for this year. I just don't know which one it is yet. We will find that out. We've got 15 minutes left before the voting lines close, so head back to your national broadcaster if you're watching online to get the phone numbers, or look on the bottom of your TV screens if you're watching it on TV, and you will likely have that as well. Get your votes in. Your 50% plus a tiny, tiny, tiny infinitesimal amount to break tiebreakers, and you will be able to help decide this year's winner and where I go next year. What do we got coming up after that? We're going to have those of you who know your two Ronnie sketches, we're about to have a Four Candles joke very, very soon. We're going to have a recap of all the 25. We have two of those before the voting lines end. Between them, you'll have a look at the opening ceremony that took place at the Norwegian's Oslo City Hall last week. You can even spot previous Norwegian winners Bobby Sox on stage. Keep your eyes out. You might even see me. Not going to help you find it, though. The recap after that, the voting will then end, and we will then go into the interval act, which is slightly different this year. All we'll say is, Europe, it's time to dance together. together. We will head through that. You will then get the Death Star moment as we go and meet head judge Svantes Duxellius. And then we will be into the results. I can't do that now because, hey, I'm on the podcast. But let's quickly have a look through the recap of all of those tunes that we've had there with you. Don't bother. Don't bother to pause. Keep playing. So there was Azerbaijan, a likely winner at the start of the year and even at the start of the week. But it's slipped down just a little bit. Actually, looking a bit like Summer Glau there as well from Dollhouse. Spain was song number two with Algo Pequetito, with the Leo Sayer lookalike and lovely dancing and everything at the side. And there's a backing singer who mysteriously appears halfway through. I really like that song. But as we said, nobody's ever won from spot two before. Home country Norway was at number three. Didrik Solli Tangen and My Heart Is Yours. An opera singer who can reach high C and does his best to do so on the night as well. Lovely use of the scenery, the backdrop of the curtains as well. Moldova Sunstroke Project and Oli Tiara took up Run Away at number five. They opened up semi-final number one and they're continuing even this early in the run to put that lovely burst of energy going through in that song there. Song five, that's John Lillygreen and the Islanders for Cyprus. Go on, cheeky look at the camera in the recap. Is it coming? Go on, look at the camera. That's it. He's had a fantastic story. Might not even be over there as well. There's the look. Thank you very much, John. Song number six was Bosnia and Herzegovina. Vukas and Bragic, the assassin. And thunder and lightning. A contrast of elemental forces of nature and his music as well. He is, unfortunately, wearing the red Converse trainers of death that he inherited from Anna Bergenthal from Sweden. Tom himself, he's moved away from David Tennant shoes into the more hobnail boots that we have of Matt Smith. Tom Dice, Me and My Guitar was song seven for Belgium. Song eight, the interesting look of Milan Stankovic. It is a wig, everybody, don't worry. And where are we? Over here, Balkan. Yes, that's the one. This is Balkan for Serbia at song number eight. He's just full of energy. He's been smiling the whole 2 weeks here. There go the butterfly wings. It's a bit gimmicky, but gimmicks sometimes have help you remember the song. But again, you know, it's not as operatic as Didrik. It's stuck in the middle. And if you want a really good song, you turn to song 10 for Ireland and Niamh Kavanagh, attempting to equal Johnny Logan's double winning record. It's For You, joint composition from Ireland and Swedish writers. Very carefully, you can just see the box at the bottom of the skirt there. Song 11 from Greece. Didn't anybody tell Georgios Alkeos and his friends that there's a recession on? Lucky we're not recording this during the show, because the Greeks will literally lift the roof off the press tent. Yeah, we don't have a room, we have a tent. Song 12, United Kingdom's Josh Dubovy with the Pete Waterman song there, and that sounds good to me. You call a song like that and you're just asking for the commentators to say something, so throw it in yourself there. Song 13, let's move on rapidly, is Georgia and Sofa Nizarad with Shine. The Eliza Dushku there as well. I think Joss Whedon's slowly infecting Eurovision. Joss Whedon, 16-part miniseries of Eurovision. That I would like to see. Georgia, song 13. Song 14, MTV winners of Best Stage Act, popular headliners Manga and We Could Be the Same. Go for the pyro. Now, there we go. How synced up was your podcast? Hey, it's going to have a strong vote from Diaspora. Will it gather enough? Song 15 is Albania and Juliana Pasha, doing her best to look a bit like Lulu and Bonnie Tyler there. The same sort of aggression and rock number there. It's All About You for Albania at song 15. Hera Bjork, host of Iceland's whose version of Whose Line Is It Anyway, is not going to morph onto Drew Carey, although that would be quite amusing. Je ne sais quoi is there at song 16. Thankfully Iceland didn't win it last year, otherwise nobody would have been in the concert. But can they win it this year? Ukraine are going to try and stop them, I know that much. Their song 17 and Alyosha's Sweet People. Simple staging, just a red, single person on stage. I think the judges are going to really, really love that one. And if it's captured the public's imagination, it's going to do well. Judges, on the other hand, looking at Jesse Matador's Ale Ola Ole. Oh, I don't know. It still looks a bit messy on stage, doesn't it? I still think that's in line for bottom place. Not in line for bottom place, racing to the top, hopefully, because I'd like to go to Bucharest, really, is Romania's Paula Selling and Ovi and Playing With Fire. It just, Katsu, older man, it's the Avengers, Eastern European style. And Peter Nalich and friends. There are only two people in the press room that like that song. I'm one of them, and someone I know from Norway is the other one. But it is song 20. Oh, and of course, all the Russians. Don't count that one out of making top 10, maybe even top 5. Lost and Forgotten from Peter Nalich. There's a top 5 if ever I saw one. Armenia's Eva Rivas talking about the apricot stone with the tree growing out the stone and everything. Good rhythm, little hint of ethnicity in there. Again, a potential likely winner. Buckets of them. Germany was ranked quite highly, but it slipped down the odds a little bit there. I just don't think that the viewers are going to get what Lena's trying to do with the dance and the look there. So let's see what happens to the Germany. It's certainly better than previous efforts. Portugal at number 23. This song is punching above its weight. There is an appeal here. Is it enough to break any sort of Portuguese hoodoo? Not quite sure. That's probably going to be mid-table heading up to top 10. Of course, I'm saying this now. He might have won. Who knows? Israel at song 24, Harel Skat as Milim, which is Israeli for words, in case you're wondering there. Putting in a stonking performance. Rehearsals, he's been breaking up halfway through the song, but I think he's nailed that one tonight. And finally, Schlager just distilled into the form of Chenille and Nevergreen. Looking a bit like Andy Murray with a 20% bigger ears, mind you, but a cracking song from Denmark and a great song to close off the contest. 25 songs. I mean, this is a very, very strong year for the contest. One of those songs is going to walk away with the title of winner, and that country will be asked if they would like to host the contest next year. It's part of the regulations that you have to be able to host the contest to enter, but, you know, some countries might go, well, you know, could we pass? It has happened before. Monaco won in the 70s and handed it off to Edinburgh to host the contest. Wow, I'd like that. I mean, it would keep the hotel bills down, but that'd be a lot of travel for me, wouldn't it? Anyway, the point now is if you can, you're in one of the countries, go and vote. You can vote up to 20 times from a single phone line, if you so wish. Numbers will be on the screen for your national broadcasters or back on their websites. If you're online on the internet, hey, come over and join me on Twitter, twitter.com/Ewan, where we will go over the scores, we will have the results coming in, we'll be doing analysis, we'll be doing discussions, and, you know, once the contest is finished, we'll carry on here for the press conferences as well. It does not stop. We'll be here till about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning doing everything. All that remains for me to do is say thank you for downloading and listening to the Click Track, Beep Track, whatever you want to call it, unofficial Eurovision Song Contest podcast commentary for the semi-final of the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest. It's very likely we're back here in 2011, but the podcast is not going away. We're not going to wait 50 weeks to start it up again. I have plans. For you now, though, I'm going to sit back as much as I can. I'm going to find and talk to everybody else in the room, find out if we can spot a winner, because quite frankly, at the moment, we don't know. And isn't that a wonderful feeling compared to last year? I'm Ewan Spence. Thanks for listening. Catch you online. Catch you at the next song contest. Ta-ra.